Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
All right, folks, welcome into another show here of Real Estate Realities. You're listening to Justin Hermes, KRDO News Radio, your real estate guru, helping you create passive income with the long-term approach. That's right. We sell 70 to 80 homes a year, and we manage about 120 properties. So we have that triple threat, is what I like to call it, and we can help you create wealth through real estate, and then most importantly, use that wealth to give back fruitfully to the community. And today, the title of today's show is Tax Benefits from Real Estate, and Spring is in the Air. Kind of a double whammy there, because the next segment, we're bringing on Wayne Givens, tax accountant. He does all my investment properties for me. He owns investment properties himself. He's Series 7 CPA, and you need to make sure you're taking advantage of all the tax benefits out there. He's going to give us an update on things that have possibly changed, right? And deductions in real estate, kind of do a little breakdown with Wayne as tax season's coming up. I want you to understand all those things and be able to take full advantage of all the tax write-offs out there. And then third segment, we're going to bring on Kyle Ernst with House Check. We're going to talk about things to do, right, as the weather gets better here and we're getting into spring. We got to make sure those gutters are cleaned out, the downspouts are extended, all that great stuff to make sure you are taking care of your greatest asset, and that is your personal home, or your, maybe you have rental properties, maybe it's your rental properties. You got to take care of them. You're listening to Justin Hermes, Real Estate Reality. Stick with me as we cruise into the second segment here. We're going to have Wayne Givens join us. If you have questions during the break, give me a call at 232-1063. That's 232-1063. We'll be right back.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
All right, folks, welcome back into the second segment here of Real Estate Realities. We're talking taxes. I know some of you are going to change the station right now because they're going, oh, taxes, I don't want to hear about that. That's brutal. Well, stop. Pull your hand away from the dial. We're going to talk about tax benefits, tax advantages, things you need to know, any rule changes, and how to make sure you're taking advantage of every write-off possible and keeping as much money in your pocket. We have Wayne Given joining us. Wayne, how are you?
Good, doing well. How are you, Justin?
I'm doing great. For the radio listeners out there, if you don't know Wayne, he does my personal taxes. Actually does our business taxes as well. He does a ton for my friends, a ton for my real estate investors, and he makes sure that they are taking advantage of every write-off possible and planning, just as far as tax planning and being organized about it, all things tax-related. So, Wayne, anyway, share your contact information real quick for the radio listeners, just a couple times here, and then we'll get into it.
Sure. Yep. So I can be reached either by phone or email. So the best phone number for me, 719-582-8492. Again, that's 719-582-8492. And then the best email address is wayne@givencpallc.com. That's wayne@givencpallc.com.
There you go, folks. That's it right there. So let's get right into it. Wayne, can you give us the important dates we need to be watching out for as we approach tax season?
Yes. So the tax deadline is not actually going to be here within 2 weeks. It has been extended. So those filing individual returns do have a little bit more time. You've got until May 17th to file your personal taxes. Business taxes have not been extended. So if you have a business tax return due, hopefully you're on extension, but those filing personal returns, you're still in good shape.
There you go. One more time, Wayne. What's the new tax date the radio listeners need to watch out for?
Right. So your personal taxes are now due on May 17th. So the IRS has extended that related to the coronavirus, just to give people a little bit more time. Of course, you can always still file a regular extension for your taxes, and that will bring the date out to October 15th as it normally does. So you have that option as well.
And what may be a reason why somebody wants to extend? Is it just because they don't have their ducks in a row, or are there, you know, anytime you offer advice for somebody that they should extend?
Yes. So most of the time it's when folks need more time to get their documents together, organize their financials. That way we can get everything prepared. But also there's more reasons to do that now, you know, with the coronavirus and everything that's going on. There's been a lot of legislation that's been passed, you know, tons of stuff with all the stimulus checks, certain taxability of unemployment benefits, even a number of other elements that are still in the works. So, you know, even for those reasons, it may not make sense to file right away. You know, just a quick example with the stimulus checks, you know that they've got the new stimulus check, $1,400 that you can get. But it's interesting because the IRS bases that on either your 2019 or 2020 taxes. And the new requirements are a little bit tighter with qualifying for the new stimulus check. So for those that made more money in 2020 and not as much in 2019, it actually makes sense not to file your taxes. Just wait. And then you can get the third stimulus check. And then you can file your 2020 taxes where you'd otherwise not qualify if you filed right away.
There you go. There's just one of the tricks up Wayne's sleeves there, folks. You're listening to Wayne Givens, certified CPA. If you have questions for me, Justin Hermes, about any of these issues, go ahead and give me a call at 232-1063. That is 232-1063. Of course, a 719 area code. So, Wayne, let's talk a little bit about the standard deductions. What are those for a single individual, a married, a couple, and then also, you know, what goes on top of that? What is excluded from the standard deduction?
Right, yes. So with anyone filing their taxes, you'll usually go with a standard deduction these days, thanks to some of the legislation that was passed a couple years ago. The standard deduction is for a single individual, it's $12,400. And then for a married couple, it's going to be $24,800. And that's a really nice deduction that you get basically no matter what against your income. Now, for those that are homeowners, for example, you know, you can itemize, but it's really become less of something that you can do these days. Because you have to be able to beat that standard deduction. So you cannot deduct your mortgage interest or property taxes or anything.
That's what I was going to get into. So you cannot taxes don't go in there and insurance doesn't go in and your interest write-off doesn't count at all.
Right. You cannot get that. And, you know, it's interesting the way they've structured it because they used to make the standard deduction a lot lower. So it was much easier to take your interest, take your property taxes on your primary home, and instead they give you these exemptions, which you got anyway. Now they took away the exemptions, they raised the standard deduction, so a lot of people are losing their mortgage interest, their property taxes as a deduction, charitable contributions as well.
Well, that may discourage, you know, some people from buying real estate because they go, well, what's the point? I'm not getting the tax benefits, you know, when I'm buying a home like we used to. But tell us now, what happens if you're buying a rental property?
Right. So rental property is, it's completely different. So anytime you have a piece of real estate that you're able to rent out and make money from, it changes the game with how you can take deductions. So with that situation where you're renting it, you're earning income, all of a sudden you can deduct your mortgage interest, your property taxes, your insurance, anything you pay for repairs, maintenance, utilities, all of those reappear, including depreciation. You get tremendous amounts of deductions when your real estate is used as rental property, and it goes around the standard deduction. So what's nice is you get the standard deduction, so potentially $24,800, and for your rental properties, you're going to be deducting all of those expenses on top of that.
Yeah, so that's great for the radio listener to hear. if they're a single individual, $12,400, they're getting the standard deduction. And then you say, but look here, you got $8,000 of tax benefits from your rental property. Then all of a sudden they got $20,400 of deductions, right, Wayne?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And, you know, you can do even more with real estate. It's quite a good tax shelter.
And that's the thing I want the radio listeners to hear is we are getting into a world where we're looking at possibly tax rates going up and you have to find ways to protect your money. And I will say that's what the wealthy people do. You know, a lot of the wealthy people, they invest in real estate and it does provide a tax shelter for them.
It's huge. Yes, exactly. Yep. You can often make money with real estate and, you know, you'll still record a loss on your taxes. So you get a tax benefit, even though the real estate is building wealth.
You're getting that appreciation and then also the tax benefits from it. And then this is the big thing, folks, is you can go borrow $250,000 from a Wells Fargo, right? You cannot go into your work and say, hey, I want to borrow $250K from the company fund because I have this great idea and I want to invest in the stock market. They're going to go, no, we just match your 401k. That's it. And that is the beauty of real estate is you can get a loan for $250,000 and put it into a house where you feel like or a fourplex, you feel like it's a great investment and then watch it grow as far as appreciation, have a tax shelter, have the passive income. It's just the best of so many worlds. And when we talk about depreciation, Wayne, tell us a little bit the timetable for a normal depreciation and then, you know, the other styles of depreciation and the time level, the timeline on that.
Yeah, so there's a little bit of flexibility with depreciation on your rental properties. So if you have just a single family home or you could even go up to a fourplex, you'll depreciate the whole purchase price of that property over usually 27 and a half years. And then, of course, if it's commercial, it's over a larger period of time. But believe it or not, if you have, you know, a property that you purchase for, like, let's just say $300,000, that's a $10,000 deduction on your taxes each year just for that. You know, of course, you can go into an additional accelerated depreciation method, a cost segregation study, and you can depreciate it even faster if you really wanted to.
And so what is it, 27 and a half years, right, for depreciation?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right.
And then what? How about the cost segregated one? What's that timeline?
Right. So with the cost segregation study, you kind of break the building up into different components, and then you can depreciate portions of it for, you know, over the period of 5 years or 7 years or 15 years, and it adds a lot to the current year depreciation and the next handful of years coming up. You know, you can double your deduction that way.
Folks, you got to take notes on this stuff. I mean, you really do. You could be leaving money on the table. You have to be knowledgeable. And just like, you know, you're sitting here right now as the radio listener, you're listening, you're going, I know nothing about this. Well, you just have to get a good team, too. I want you to know. I want you to learn. I think it's fun. But if you go, I don't have time to learn, well, guess what? You get a good team around you. You get an Austin Darby as your insurance agent. You get a Wayne Givens as your accountant. You have me as your real estate agent. You got Jay with Churchill as your lender. And now all of a sudden you've built this all-star team and you can really perform. And that's the big thing, folks, is Wayne has a wealth of knowledge. We scratched the surface on some stuff today. And you're going to get his number again here at the end of the segment. You can call him and Wayne's great. He's going to be able to answer a lot of questions for you. I want him to be a resource here on Real Estate Realities. Wayne, is there anything else that is on the forefront of your mind that you think the radio listeners should know going into this tax season?
Yeah, I would just point out a couple small details. So they did extend the payment protection plan loans. So if you're a small business owner, I would highly recommend you take advantage of that. They were set to expire at the end of March, but they've been extended through the end of May. And that can be a source of quite a bit of tax-free income. And then economic injury disaster loans are another very nice loan to look at. They've improved that as well. So take a look at those. If you're a business owner, you can save quite a bit of money and get a forgivable loan with the payment protection program.
Great. Fantastic. Wayne, thank you so much for taking the time to come on today's show. As you leave, can you just reiterate that contact information again for the radio listeners?
Sure, my pleasure. So the best number to reach me is going to be 719-582-8492. And then, of course, the email address is wayne@givencpallc.com. Thanks, Justin.
Hey, you got it, Wayne. Have a great day. Thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks. Bye.
All right, folks, stick around as we cruise into the third segment here with Kyle from House Check. We're going to talk about spring cleaning around your house. That's right. Justin Hermes here, Real Estate Realities, my number 232-1063. That's 232-1063. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now, here's Justin Hermes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the third segment here at Real Estate Realities. We got Kyle Ernst joining us from House Check. Kyle does all my home inspections, does the inspections for all my clients. He does a phenomenal job. He's been in the industry for years. And, Kyle, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
Fantastic. And we're talking about spring is in the air. That's right, folks. And if you have questions as you go throughout the segment here, you can call Kyle. He can be a resource to you. His number is 266-1645. That's a 719, and it's 266-1645. And, you know, I think it'd be a great idea for the radio listeners to schedule a home inspection. Kyle's going to offer a special at $125, a spring tune-up special on the exterior home and things to look for. And so, Kyle, tell us, you know, what you look for as far as the exterior of the home and things that the radio listener needs to make sure they're paying attention to when it comes to keeping up their greatest asset.
Well, one of the most critical things is keeping the water away from the house. So keeping your gutters clean, keeping your downspouts draining, you know, 5 feet or so away from the home is probably the biggest thing, because we're going to have some big rains come and you don't want any water next to your foundation, which can cause movement and problems with that.
Yeah,
so that's probably the most critical thing.
Yeah, and especially certain areas of town, right, Kyle? Because depending on the soil makeup, you could have a lot more issues, right, if you got expansive soils. Yeah. Can you explain that a little bit?
Right. Well, your earlier homes, 50s, 60s, 70s, 40s, they're all just built right on the dirt, on the soil, right? They didn't really mitigate for any expansive soils. So those homes are really critical that you keep all your moisture away from the house, because they don't have perimeter drains. They don't have anything to catch that water that gets next to the foundation. In our soil, some of them are expansive. That just means when water gets to them, they expand a little bit and they can start moving the home.
Yeah, very important, folks. I mean, you have to really make sure you're paying attention to where water is going. Something I like to tell my radio listeners is, hey, go outside during a rainstorm, right, a heavy rain, and look at where your gutters, where your downspouts dispersing water, and are you getting water up next to the foundation? These things are just so, so important, because what can happen is something as small as making sure the grading is right or your gutter extensions are going out 10 feet can cause a huge issue with your foundation. Yeah. And can cost you thousands of dollars. Am I right on that, Kyle, as far as how far you want your downspouts going out?
Yeah, absolutely. And at least 5 feet. Typically, a home, when it's built, they have 5-foot offsets to put the foundation in. So if you can get that past that zone, then you're getting away from the disturbed soil that they took out when they built the house, and then they backfilled it back in, and they don't always compact that soil. So it just becomes like a sponge draining right next to the house, about 5 feet. So if you can get it 6-7 feet, that's good.
Yeah, and then, Kyle, if somebody says, hey, I want to improve the grading on my house, how do they go about doing that? What's the best way for them to do it?
Well, if you're concrete, if the concrete foundation sticks up out of the soil a bit, you know, a foot or so, you can always add some soil next to the house and slope it away from the house. On these older homes, like a 60s, 70s, these type homes, a lot of the lots are real flat, so it's possible you may need some kind of catch drain, some kind of perimeter drain to catch that water and then transfer it out away from home. Sometimes you have to end up putting a sump pump in to grab that water and get it pumped away from the house. It just really depends on the layout of the home. But you don't want to be pushing your soil up against your siding and things like that, because you can get termites and bugs getting into your siding, that wood siding and things like that. So you have to be careful not to pile the soil up next to the wood parts of the home or stucco parts of the home.
That's a great point there, Kyle. And then speaking of siding, I've been to home inspections with you when we see damaged siding, right? This press board siding that's been water clogged, and we haven't done a good job keeping the house painted, right? So kind of go through right. some of that and things to look for and how to make sure you're staying on offense when it's coming to the exterior siding on your home.
Well, on your lap siding, it's called lap siding. Some products are called masonite. There's a bunch of different products, but it's just it's like a sawdust type material that's mixed in with a polymer that they press it into these boards. Well, on that drip edge on the lap where it's lapping over each board laps over, on that drip edge, when it rains, the water drops down and gets on that drip edge, and there's a little drip of water right there. And people don't realize, but you got to keep that edge painted real good and sealed real good, or that material will start to soak up the water. So it's important to keep your house painted real well and caulked, and caulk the windows, caulk around anywhere where water can seep in that can affect that masonite type material. So painting is crucial.
It is, folks. I mean, without doing a good job keeping siding painted, you could be looking at putting an all-new siding on your house. It costs thousands of dollars. So these things may seem like, oh, yeah, I got it. The paint looks fine on my house. Well, unless you have Kyle come and do a detailed overlook on your house and your siding, you don't really know, folks. That's why you need to do a spring home inspection. That's why Kyle's offering this at $125, is to come out and make sure that you stay on offense when it comes to maintenance with your home. He can also do an inspection on the inside of your home, look at electrical and plumbing. Obviously, the price goes up from $125, where it's just an exterior inspection. But I would say at least start there, folks. His number is 266-1645. That's 719-266-1645. And Kyle, is there anything you're seeing right now that's very common on the home inspections that you're doing as we wrap up this third segment? Anything you're seeing that overwhelmingly?
Not really. I mean, every home's got some kind of issues, but like I say, drainage is probably one of my bigger issues, structural issues. So if you see any cracking or movement, you want to beware of those type of things.
Kyle, let me stop you real quick. Where do you look for those things at your house? Do you look at the door jams?
You can look door jams. On the interior, you can have doors getting out of plumb. Racking is what they call it, where the doors don't close right. On the exterior, you're going to see cracks in the foundations. In basements, you'll see cracks. You'll see cracks, diagonal cracks coming off windows and doors and things like that if you have too much movement. Vertical cracks aren't too bad in the drywall. Those usually indicate seams in the drywall. It's more diagonal cracking that I would be looking for around windows and doors and stuff on the interior of the home.
And, folks, I want you to hear this. Kyle works with soils. He's seen a lot of these homes built. He knows exactly structurally what we're looking at. And that is the biggest thing, is that you keep your house structurally sound. And if you're purchasing a house, that it is structurally sound. Obviously, he looks at all the other components of the house, but he has a ton of knowledge when it comes to structural issues to look out for and to stay on offense so you're not running into structural issues with your house. So, Kyle, thanks so much for joining us on today's show, and appreciate you offering all this knowledge to the radio listeners.
You're more than welcome. And if you need to find me online, I'm on www.housecheckinc.com, www.housecheckinc.com, or call me at 719-266-1645.
There it is, folks. Another show, Real Estate Realities, in the books. As we end every show, it's fun talking home inspections, right? Talking insurance, mortgages. But the most important thing is using the gifts God has given you and blessing other people in the community. If you have questions, give me a call, 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. Have a great Sunday and tune in next week. Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.